What would happen if I plucked a guitar in space?
Lots of you like this, with Michael McLaughlin predicting on Facebook that in space, no one can hear you shred, and Jack Wilson suggesting you'd be everything prog rock strives to be. But how does a guitar here on Earth make a sound? Jim Woodhouse is from Cambridge University's engineering department.
You normally hear a guitar because the vibrating woodwork alters the air pressure, alternately compressing and rarefying it. Those pressure changes travel through the air as sound waves. Once they get inside your ear, they cause vibration in your inner ear, which gets turned into electrical nerve impulses which travel to your brain.
Simple enough. So let's try again up in space. Nothing. So what's going on?
There can be no sound in space because there's no air to transmit the sound waves. So if you pluck an acoustic guitar in space, the strings and the guitar body will vibrate roughly the same as they would on Earth, but no sound will be made.
So, if no energy is being lost through sound, does this guitar string vibrate forever?
The string will vibrate for a little bit longer than usual, because energy is not being carried away in sound waves. But it won't be very different. Most of the energy goes into internal friction in the wood of the guitar body, and that will still be the same. That energy simply turns into heat in the wood.
Okay, so if you find yourself floating in space, happily playing a guitar, will you ever know if your music is any good?
If our spaceman could manage to make a mechanical connection to the vibrating woodwork, they might get some sound transmitted via bone conduction, which is when sound vibrations travel through your bones into your skull and reach your inner ear that way. When Beethoven was deaf, he managed to hear his piano by fixing a piece of wood to it and gripping it in his teeth. But that wouldn't be easy to do while wearing a spacesuit.
Thanks, Jim. Although that doesn't bode well for our space jam. But what about on the International Space Station, which, fortunately, contains air? The space boffins have been hearing from a real astronaut, Tim Peake, who is set to launch this month.
So no, there is a guitar on board, and of course I'll be playing it. I love to play, but I'm not sure I'm ready to release my skills to the world yet.
So you won't be sharing that?
Never say never, but I've got no intention to at the moment.
That's a shame, Tim, because as Andrea said on Facebook, your music would be out of this world. Next week, we're coming back down to Earth to answer Kevin's question.
If someone transported polar bears to Antarctica, would they thrive?
So do you know how a polar bear would get on in Antarctica? I assume they'd be able to eat the penguins because they could get the wrappers off. You can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And that's it for this week. Well done, and thank you very much to Newcastle University's Sam Mahaffey, who helped us put the show together this week. Next week, we're looking at how technology is influencing how we make music. Join us, and if you have any questions, it's chris@thenakedscientists.com. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC, and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, from me and from the rest of the team, goodbye.